This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Never in my wildest imagination did I think I would land in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
On Sundays, they used to wear the green and gold.
When you play for the Green Bay Packers, a lot of doors open up.
Brett Favre was my quarterback.
But what is life like after football?
When I retired, I had no clue what to expect.
It's time for Where Are They Now? On the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Our fan studio is powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. My name is Mitch Thunder Nellis. Mason Crosby is here, and it is kicker, kicker, punter, punter, kicker, punter, punter time. Let's go.
Punter, let's go. Let's get this Ginger Wolverine rolling.
Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, he is the one, the only, Tim Mastay.
The one, the only, yep. I'm here to drive ratings, huh? Kickers and punters.
That's
let's
right.
Go. Hey, let's go.
That's what we're talking about.
And smartest guys in the room.
Exactly. Well, I know Tim. Tim thinks he's the smartest, so you know, we'll jump into that. So, what are you doing
when
now?
When you're in the room
Tim?
With Mason, that's not hard.
Oh, get out of here! Get out of here!
Bravo,
oh, it's already started. I was trying to decide if I was going to take it easy on you, but now you've just opened up the can of worms.
Perfect.
So Tim, where are you right now? Do you just are you parked in front of your baseball Hall of Fame sign, or like your sign in your hometown? Is that, do you just drive by that every day just to make sure that it's still up, or you know, can you tell everybody where that is so they can see it?
I should do that, and that is in Murray, Kentucky. For those that don't know the context of that comment, I don't understand why, but Mason and Brett and a bunch of the other guys back when we were playing, they used to give me a hard time for being a part of my high school's baseball Hall of Fame. They just love to
the best ginger baseball player in Kentucky history.
And I was, if you remember, I was named MVP of Donald Driver's softball game by Aaron Rodgers in 2011.
Exactly. Well, hey, I'm having a charity softball game this summer, so you're definitely getting the invite. I expect you to be there.
There you go.
All right, Tim. So we're diving in, and we're doing this like a Where Are They Now? You know, Packers edition. You know, former teammates, former players for the Green Bay Packers. But you know, I want to dive into, you know, our playing time. So tell everybody, you know, what it meant to you playing in Green Bay, and kind of that how that journey started, and you know, some of those memories you have from your time up there and you know, with the Packers.
Yeah. Oh, geez. So I got nothing but good things and good memories from my time in Green Bay. I think the world of the organization and, you know, of course, teammates like you. So had a blast. But my journey there was, I came out of college in 2009, I guess. That would have been the draft year. So I didn't get drafted, wound up with the Colts for training camp. And I was there with the one and only Pat McAfee. Anyhow, he had beat me out of that spot. So
name drop.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So he beat me out that training camp, and then I was just training on my own and for a couple months, and then got a call to come work out with Green Bay, and they were looking to sign a new guy. And so that was January of 2010.
Exactly.
And I wound up latching on, and I wound up latching on, and what a time to latch on, because that wound up being, you know, the year we did it and got it done. So that was unbelievable time. But yeah, I mean, that I was there, what, six and a half years, and that was the time we never missed the playoffs, and had a, you know, arguably A-Rod's prime, and just an unbelievable time to be a part of the organization.
We had a great run together, and you know, a lot of awesome moments, you know, outside, off the field as well. Obviously, you know, having kids, you know, just kind of shared moments, you know, in the locker room. A lot of wild card games. You know, some crazy moments.
I miss the cards all the time. Yeah,
I know you do. So, we've been joking, you know, obviously your nickname, you know, Aaron, I think maybe coined it, was Ginger Wolverine. And
yeah.
I know Amanda still calls you that. Do your kids call you Ginger Wolverine? I can't remember.
That'd be amazing.
No, but they made me a, they don't call me it, but they made me a shirt. Like, they decided to make like a graphic, and they made me a shirt. And so every now and then I'll wear that to the gym. And so I have random people that probably don't know anything about the backstory that still call me that. Yeah,
I love it.
And it was A-Rod that coined the term. And looking back, the reason he did was I don't know if you remember this, but early on,
yeah, you had some big chops. Like,
oh yeah, I look back at pictures, I'm like, what was I doing? What was I thinking? I don't know, but that's how I got the name.
I definitely remember the big mutton chops, the big ginger mutton chops.
Good,
we're talking with Tim Maste, former Packers punter, at Tim Maste on Twitter. You know, so let's go to like what you're doing now. And I know this was like a big piece of your time, you know, kind of towards the end of your career there in Green Bay, of, you know, CrossFit and, you know, doing all the workout space. So are you still into that? You know, are you still CrossFitting and, you know, serious in that workout world?
Yeah, I am still doing that. In fact, I just dropped our oldest off at swim practice. And when I get off here with you guys, I'm headed to a CrossFit gym.
Nice.
Here in LaGrange, Kentucky. So,
nice. What's your WOD of the day? Or what's your WOD? Sorry, it's workout of the day. It's what's your WOD?
You know what? I have not looked at what the WOD is today, which is not very good preparation. So I guess I'll be rudely introduced to it here in a few minutes.
Yeah,
but what's that?
What's your personal best? Like, I remember you doing CrossFit workouts in, like, in the Hudson Center, like, in the middle of practice. And I'm just, like, Brett and I, we're just like, what are you doing? This is ridiculous.
First off, I was doing, like, scaled-down versions of it. And it's because there'd be, you know how it is. It's kicker, punter. You have, like, every now and then you got 30, 45 minutes where you got nothing to do, and you've already done all the drills you're going to do. There's no benefit to doing more of those. So I thought, well, you know, get a little workout in. What's wrong with that?
Well, Brett and I are just sitting on physio balls, like, you know, pretending to do well, crunches. Hey. And we're like, hey, we're doing our WOD, too. This is
pretending,
what
we're, I love
this
it.
Is what we're supposed hey. To do.
Apparently, you guys knew what you were doing, though, because you played whatever, 15, 16 years. He played 10 or 11 years. I'm the one that only made it for 6 or 7. So
you were in the best shape, though, Tim. You were definitely in the best shape. We were more about moderation.
If we had had a CrossFit competition, I would have won.
You would have dominated. You definitely would have dominated us. Oh man. Okay, and so now too, like, so since you've been done playing, tell everybody kind of like some of the stuff you jumped into, you know, from coaching, the finance yeah. world, all the things that you're doing now.
Yeah. So when I was playing ball, I always thought I was going to try and be a college athletic director, maybe, or maybe high school. College is what I had in my head, but high school I thought about as well. Well, then when my career actually did end, and then it was real, then I had to like actually, you know, get to whatever I was going to be doing.
Right.
I basically got a decent amount of advice. Like, I don't know, you want to do that, man? Just because, I guess, because people told me, they're like, well, look, you probably like it okay, and you might be decent at it, but you probably have to move every couple of years, whether you want to or not. You may or may not get to where you want to get to. You probably won't ever be able to see your kids do their sports events. Like all
you're going to have to, teach like elementary and middle school.
Right. You won't be able to go to CrossFit when you want to go. So anyway, long story short, I got a little bit turned off to that world. So then I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I'll take a couple of years and try. I'd always wanted to coach soccer. In fact, my last year in Green Bay, I coached at West Appear High School as an assistant coach over there. So I'd gotten my feet wet. And, so I did. So I spent 5 years coaching small college and high school soccer. And then as my kids got older, it got the time crunch on that got to be too much. And I knew I was probably never going to be able to make a living doing that. So anyhow, I stepped away from coaching a couple years ago, so I'm not doing that now. And then from a living standpoint, I figured out years ago that I was pretty good at generating high returns on small amounts of capital. So that's where I'm in terms of the finance world. Your reference to that's what my days look like now. I mean, I wanted to structure my days to where I could work out 2 hours a day. I could spend 2 to 3 hours running my kids around where they got to go and be at their events. And then I spend about six to seven hours a day watching financial markets and trading my own account. And that's what my days look like these days.
And so we're talking with Tim Maste, former Packers punter and jack of all trades.
Doesn't everybody just sit around for 6-7 hours a day watching the financial markets?
Yeah, also a very selfish guy that has never offered to manage my money and make me high returns.
Yeah, come on now, Tim. Let's go. Well,
this is ridiculous.
Well, that's the thing. Actually, I don't know that I would be any good at that. There's a lot of strategies that don't necessarily scale, and there's a lot of strategies.
Hold on.
And then
Tim, I'm going to give you $200. In a week, I want $500 back. Can we make that happen? Can we make that happen? Let's go.
Challenge accepted.
Well, we can talk offline.
Perfect.
But Tim, you also were doing you were about to move the family to England at one point.
What?
You were gonna do the NFL strength and conditioning program or something in soccer over there. You know, like you were gonna get into that training space. So yeah, just tell everyone like what that like process was like. As you were kind of venturing there, like you were like right on the verge.
And then something didn't
work out.
That was kind of a wild time. Of course, it was a wild time for everyone to some degree, because that was now I don't remember if that was 2020 or 2021, but it was one.
It was all wild though.
And I was still coaching. So I was coaching at a small college called Center College, and or I might have been at the high school by now. It doesn't matter. I was still coaching soccer, and I was also doing some football stuff, and I had this. I had it in the back of my head, too, that maybe I would try to switch over to the strength and conditioning side of things. And so I had done some of the certifications that you have to do. The NFL had launched their, I forget what they call it now, but it's not Youth Academy, but they have some academy over there where they're
developing,
train like high school. Yeah. I forget, it's something London Academy, but they train high school age kids over there that are trying to make it onto college teams back in the States, and develop this pipeline. So anyhow, there's a university in London that like partnered with the academy. So you could like do a master's in strength and conditioning and help out at the academy. And, I had gone through the whole rigmarole to like go into this program. And I had talked to the guy that headed the whole academy side of the strength and conditioning up, and he was like, yes, you can do your intern part there. So I was squared away to do it all, but then like all the COVID regulations like never got lifted, and so the logistics of it was just becoming like a nightmare with my kids. It wouldn't have been so, like, if I had just gone over, it wouldn't have been that big a deal, but I wasn't gonna
do that. The family stuff.
And yeah, it just wound up getting, we were like, man, forget it. It didn't work out. So
Well, so hey, Mitch,
that happened.
Mitch has a question about
You talked about maybe going over to England and doing the strength training and all that sort of stuff. And I had a question about some earlier coaching you may have done in your life. So on your Wikipedia page, it says in high school. Which Wikipedia is.
I've never read that, so you're about to enlighten me.
Perfect. And as Michael Scott from The Office told us, Wikipedia is the greatest thing in the history of Earth because everyone can change it. And so it has the best possible information possible. Possible twice. So it says your positions on the school's football team included punter, of course, place kicker, assumed, kick returner, wide receiver, and special teams coach? Were you the special teams coach while a high schooler in high school?
No, but that is hilarious. I bet that's like a former teammate that has gone in there and jokingly changed that. No, that is not accurate. Now, it is all the other stuff's accurate. It is true that in high school, so I didn't play till I was a junior.
Oh, okay.
And my junior year, I just kicked and punted. And then my senior year, the head coach convinced me to because I was playing soccer too, and it's all the same season, so it was tricky. But my senior year, he convinced me to play other stuff, and so by the end of the season, I was only coming off the field on PAT block. That's the only thing I came off the field for. So
well, that's surprising.
It is true that I was always on the field, but
any kick return for any kick returns for touchdowns.
I had two kick returns for touchdowns.
Tim's an athlete.
I had one punt return for a touchdown, but it got called back, so that one doesn't count. But I had two that stood.
You know, I got to be honest. Watching you guys play NFL football, you guys don't look like athletes. You're just kickers. But I think what everybody needs to realize is that to get to the NFL as a kicker probably means you were a stud athlete in high school and even in college as well. Because to get to that level means you're in the top, like, 0.01%.
That's asinine to say, Mitch, that we aren't athletes. Like, you don't think that the punter and kicker are athletes?
Nice try to save that at the end by, like, saying, you know, you must have been
right.
Good but athlete. But know how he views it, for sure.
But that's not how I view it. I think that's how America views our kickers. I think we need a public service announcement campaign that kickers are athletes, too.
Kickers are athletes.
Let's be clear.
Make kickers great again.
True. I don't know any NFL kickers or punters that weren't really good athletes. But
right. That's all I'm saying.
To your point, I will acknowledge that, yes, compared to many of the players you see on the field, I suppose we may not match up to them.
I think a lot of kickers and punters now. Do you think punters are more athletic than kickers?
Oh, well, that goes without saying. I mean, that's easy.
You knew that was coming.
Not better golfers, though. Kickers are always better golfers.
Kickers are generally better golfers.
You know? Exactly. Yeah, we handle the pressure. Punters just like to, you know, kick the ball far. They have no aim point, nothing. It's just like, just hit it wherever.
I never thought about that. That does jive with you and me, though.
Yeah, exactly. Tim, I got Tim dialed in one off season. One off season, weather was good in Green Bay in like March, and Tim and I were there. We were like the only ones in town, and we played like every day.
Had like one kid at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, the
we could actually sneak
those
out.
Those days.
Yeah. We'd go work out, and then we'd go play golf at Thornberry Creek in Green Bay.
Man,
love it.
That was an awesome year.
Yeah, I got Tim dialed in. I mean, the guy has a great swing, but it's just a little wild at times.
it's a little wild, and then I go off the rails pretty easy.
Yeah, although, I mean, punters are mentally weak. That's a fact.
And gingers are known for getting a little crazy.
A little volatile.
Yeah, exactly.
I will give it to Mason, though. Even that year he got me dialed in, I mean, God, man, I just couldn't freaking – like, I'd be shooting – you know, I'd be shooting somewhere in the – 79 to 82, 83 range, but he'd be banging out 73, 74, 75. I might have beat you once that whole year.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know if I did that.
Well, it's just that, you know, it's that whole adage. It's like, I coach you to a point that you can't beat me. Like, I was never going to give you anything that could get you over that hump.
that little extra.
Exactly. Well, Tim, hey, man, I really appreciate you jumping on. Tim Maste, former Green Bay Packer punter, finance guru, and
My money into
CrossFit,
more money.
extraordinaire. Hey, dude, go get that wad in. Make sure that you keep that going. I would say we were laughing at your Twitter picture. Tommy, our producer, was like,
"What is it now?"
You don't even know
on Twitter in like two years.
You cannot believe that you and Domikong Su played the same sport at the same time. That's what I'll say for you there, Tim.
Jeez, Mitch,
That was Tommy.
Producer Tommy always throws that smoke.
Geez. I'm sorry. As someone who used to be Mason's quote favorite ball holder. I just wanted to let you know that. You might not get this reference, but everyone listening is going to be like, that guy's from Bayview. 100%, totally makes sense. You look like you love...
Super skinny hipster.
Soul-searching music.
But not smiling.
I think I know what it is.
Dude, you got like a three-quarter sleeve, baseball shirt.
I know what you're talking about. But you're saying my arms look really small, is what you're saying.
You look malnourished, almost.
You do look a little awkwardly skinny in it.
You look like you have not been...
Eat a cheeseburger, bro.
Yeah, you have not been introduced to CrossFit.
I'm going to up the creatine. I'm going to get in there and Photoshop that picture.
Perfect. Yeah, I love it.
And perfect. Then we'll be squared away.
Tim is wiry, though. He's wiry strong. But the look you have in this picture, the look that you have in this picture, I saw that.
I think he's buff.
No, you're tone wired. You're wired up.
You look like you have a great records vinyl collection based on your photo right here. That's kind of what I'm getting at from you here.
Absolutely.
But the look that you're giving the camera in this picture, I'm guessing Amanda took it and you were kind of annoyed.
Is it blue? Is it blue steel?
Yeah, I saw this look on a daily basis, in the locker room when I'd say something and Tim didn't appreciate it and he would just give this stare down look.
Oh yeah.
And I'm I can just feel it. Yeah, why are you doing this right now? Oh, I didn't even notice at the top of your Twitter thing though, it has a big logo like Ginger Wolverine.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, there you go. That's the logo. That's the shirt.
That's a sweet logo.
That is amazing.
That's very is very WWE. That's a sweet W right there.
Tim, it was great.
I'm gonna have to get back on Twitter.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. You have some followers, so just make sure the people know that you're still out there, doing your thing.
Well, yeah, now I got to make sure I Photoshop my arms.
Get a little bulked up. All right, man. Hey, Tim, I really appreciate you jumping on. It was great catching up, man, and we'll see you soon. We're not too far away anymore. Living up there in Kentucky and us in Tennessee.
Let's go. So
we saw him at a soccer game, a soccer tournament a few months ago, but we'll catch
right
up again
65.
Soon.
65. He's right there, man.
Easy.
Come on, dude. Let's go.
All right, man. Take care, buddy.
Good talking to you guys.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, later.
What a blast, Tim Maste. We'll have to get him on when he gets some muscle on those arms.
Yeah, I didn't mean to hurt his feelings so hard. I was just trying to paint a picture for people.
I mean, the picture painted hurt his feelings.
That was a daily occurrence. Brett and I would just rip him apart every day. He would he'd get so mad and he'd just go off and sit and read somewhere because we were just relentless on him, about some different things. So
I need a 2-hour window for a wad. I need that.
Him and Molly and Tim love to read and they want to continue do continuing education. Molly tried to go to law school for I'm Smarty like, come pants. On, guys. You graduated college, you're good. Let's move on.
Smoking amazing. Like someone who could have went to Harvard. Right
there. Totally. Oh my gosh. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. Mason's extra points. Again, if you missed the breaking news today, Bobby Portis took an illegal substance. He is suspended for 25 games. He'll be active for the final 4 games of the year into the playoffs, but he is suspended for 25 games as the Bucks resume the second half of the season. They're home tonight taking on the Clippers. This morning they were a 1-point favorite. They are now a 2.5-point underdog. Jeez. Betting odds courtesy of our friends at Podwadding Sportsbook, who, by the way, our studios are powered by the Podwadding Sportsbook. Again, he's Mason. I'm Mitch. Extra points are next.
We're coming at you.